thermal sound wave.
It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We here, C-Truth, Kev Lawrence. Yes, indeed. Right about now, folks, we have a filmmaker, actor, filmmaker, producer, all those things. Singer. He's just someone who does a multitude of things in the world of entertainment. He goes by the name of Shali. What's going on, brother?
I mean, AC. What's up, man?
He has another name also. He has another.
I forgot to mention that, man. It's a whole new name. Armin AC.
Armin AC. Yes. Yes,
sir. That's right. My bad.
Formerly known as the other one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yeah.
An accomplished actor. Without question.
Yes, indeed. You got something new on the plate this time around that you joined us. Tell us about that.
Oh yeah, man. So I took a break from music. And then I got back to one of my other passions, which is acting. And I climbed the ladder, man. Like I literally started doing background in Atlanta, Georgia. I moved up to doing short films, and so I got booked on. I left New York, man. I had to see what Atlanta had to offer.
listen, it's how it is. When you're on that path, you got to make moves. That's all.
Yeah, and I heard, you know, Atlanta's like, you know, the Black Hollywood, and you know, if you're an artist, if you're an actor, you know, it's a good market to get in. And so it's a lot of stuff being filmed out here. So I made the move, and I just started like really, really pursuing that. And you know, I got an agent and so I got I'm part of this movie. I'm actually co-starring. It's my first movie that I'm co-starring in. Yeah.
You know, we cool. And I seen this film or the commercial for the film. And I was like,
the trailer.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
Formerly one name, but now he's Armin AC.
Armin AC. Yeah.
Like this film that you're in, what it's about is very. It's very interesting. It's a touchy topic that has been going on for a very long time. And I was like, oh, you guys are going there. Going there with it. So explain to us what's the name of the film and what's it about.
Very relevant, man. That's why I'm just happy to be a part of it. It's called Botch, and written, directed, and produced by a Detroit filmmaker. His name is Al Nuke. He's been doing this for a while, man. It is like one of his most important works so far, you know. And he reached out to me. He just happened to see my picture. The story is he happened to see my picture on IG. He was scrolling and he was like, man, he was trying to cast for the part of Russ, who I play. And he said, man, you look. He reached out to me. He DM'd me. He said, man, you look like somebody want to play this character. So it was like divine. You know, he said, but, you know, I want to see how you act. I want to see how you do your thing. And I've already been practicing. So I went in and I met up with him. And he chose me for the part, man. And it's basically the movie's about, a surgeon. She's the female character. I played a villain, but I convinced the other co-star I convinced her that I like a road of darkness, man. She wanted to be a plastic surgeon. She was in school, a good girl. You know what I'm saying? She had access.
So sorry, don't mean to cut you off, but I think
is popping right now.
I think I know her story. I think I seen the story on her.
Yeah, it's based on a true story. It's based on a couple of true stories.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, So he wrote it based on real events. And she was in school, and then she meets this guy, and he pretty much just convinces her, you know, to link with him. He's a manager at a strip club. He has access to all these girls who wants. You know, these fake bodies, these butts, and, you know, because, you know, helps to make money, you know, and breasts or whatever. So he convinces her, you know, because she's trying to pay for school and everything like that, to link up with him and, you know, let's start making money on the low, like underground. And they start giving these girls these butt shots, you know. And when she got fired from her job, I mean, I don't want to tell too much of the story, but anyway, they go down like this road of darkness and this road of just like, giving these girls these fake butt shots.
They were setting things up in hotel rooms, right?
Yeah, they were giving like giving the shots out in these hotel rooms, and it was devastating, man. I mean, these girls were coming up missing, they were dying, and these are true stories, man. Like it's a true story, and it's stuff that's happening right now. It's relevant.
Yeah.
A lot of people we don't hear about it a lot, but you see women walking around and they got these fake butts and everything. And I don't judge, you know what I'm saying? Like even a director and a writer, he's not judging people. He's just just saying, make sure you do your research. Make sure you know.
Yeah, but I mean, he has to be going there. It says a booty can cost you. When you if people that don't know any better, when they see it, they're like, okay, this is some funny stuff. No, it can cost you your life. Yes.
Oh yeah, it's serious, man. It's serious, and the story is just like gripping. It's almost like a horror film, but it's real life. Yeah. It's really Vince.
More
man,
common
it's
than
scary.
You know.
People in desperate situations, they put things together and they do what they got to do to pay their rent and to pay their bills. And all along, you know what I'm saying, there is at the expense of another life, you know. So in a nutshell, the movie talks about like the, you know, the underground dark world of fake booty shots and just like, you know, botched surgeries. But it tells a story, though. It tells a story about a girl who falls in love and she's convinced to move in, over to the dark side. And then start giving these girls these crazy shots.
It's Thermal Sound Waves, the natural alternative to fast food radio. We here, C-Truth, Kev Lawrence. We're talking to Armin AC here with us on the program.
Yes, we are.
It's a project that he has that he's starring in called Botched.
Botched.
About the world of fake booty shots, the dangers, the treacherous roads that it can cost you when you go down and you do these things, especially when you're working with people who are unlicensed to do these particular procedures, the BBLs or whatever they call them. I mean, I just got to say, first of all, just love yourself. You know what I mean? I mean, people going to do what they're going to do. I'm not telling you to do this or that, but I'm just saying, just love yourself. You know what I mean? Whatever your contour is, whatever it is,
and get cheated on by a girl that looks nothing like you.
Love yourself. That's the bottom line. But
and love yourself enough to know who's operating on you or who's giving you these things. Do the research, you know. And that's the message that he's giving too. It's like you gotta do the research, man. You know. And some people they go into it, and all they want is a better body. They want to look better. You know, that's it. They don't see, you know, what they're up against, and it's costing lives.
And there's a lot of influences and pressure out here these days that are causing these women to do this
via social media. You know,
wouldn't normally do it either. You know what I mean? Some who wasn't originally thinking about it, but now
corrections officer happens. Corrections officers that's high ranking did it. And end up dying. Cardi B did it. She said it. She went and she got her stuff blown up from some back alley stuff, which many people do. I believe the person, I don't know what it calls of a man or a woman, I believe his name was O'Neal Ron Morris, was the one that was giving a lot of women fix-a-flats.
Yeah, that was one of the cases.
Their backsides. And this, that person just one of many.
Yeah.
Many, one of many.
And it was so lucrative that the person that you were talking about, you know, before that was doing it with him, that he convinced to do it, like she was caking off ridiculously.
Oh, like, yeah. It's a lot of money in the game. It's a lot of money. Yeah.
And if I got the story right, she eventually got caught and had to do like time behind this.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The woman that was doing it with the guy who brought her in to do these procedures.
Many get, like, I believe the guy, Ron Morris got like 10 years. Somebody got 8 years, but the rest is getting like 2 years, 1 year. And it's like, they're saying, listen, that person wanted it. I didn't inject them. They just took it and they put it in them. But they're getting some time. However, when you do that, I've watched, it's interesting how the name of this film project is called Botched. And there's also a show that shows you women that have gotten that type of surgery. And men, too.
Yep.
Men doing it, too.
It
shows you how you're putting a foreign substance in your body.
Yeah.
And naturally, your body does something that fights
off. It's going to reject it. You reject it. Yeah.
And then so eating out the flesh, then I've seen it. I worked in the nightlife. I worked in certain clubs. And it's like, where'd that girl go? I haven't seen her for a while.
And she
only wear tights now on. She can't wear shorts ever because you can see the purple of the blood has been eating at, and it's very bad.
Crazy. And then that's the some people never even make it out of the you know, out of the operating room. You know what I'm saying? They die right there on the table, catch heart attacks, you know, all types of stuff. And we don't hear about it. We don't hear about it enough. You know what I'm saying? We see it all around, but we don't hear about the people that didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? The people that died actually trying to get it or trying to, you know, change themselves up for vanity purposes. Like, we don't hear about those horror stories. We only see, like, the glamour of it. See, you know what I'm saying? The good side of it.
That did okay.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Before you took on this role, like, was there like any personal experience that you had or that you used to prepare for this role?
No, I mean, like I said, my role, I play somebody who was just conniving and just emotionally abusive. So I studied Lawrence Fishburne and What's Love Got to Do with It. I studied him. That was who I studied, and that was my guy, you know what I'm saying? And that was the director, Al Nuke, you know, he suggested it too. And it's funny because when he suggested Lawrence Fishburne, I already had that, you know, in the back of my mind, you know what I'm saying? Because he wanted that type of character with that had influence,
right?
You know, over his girl, you know, how Lawrence Fishburne had. You know, like how Ike Turner had over Tina. Ike Turner had over Tina. You know what I'm saying? So that same type of chemistry is what Russ and Layla had. You know,
gotcha.
And she completely loved him. She loved him, and he loved her. You know, whether he loved the opportunity, he loved her. He loved being with her. But then he knew what he can get out of her. You know what I'm saying? Sort of like Ike. You know what I'm saying? So was that like that? I studied him, and I brought that into my role a little bit. But yeah, I don't know anybody personally, like close to me, like none of my girls ever had it, but I see it all the time living in Atlanta. I see it all the time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I see it all the time. So it's like, and after now doing the movie, it's like, I see it even more now. I'm like, cause I'm really paying attention. Like, my eye is open. You know what I'm saying? And it's like just playing this film in the movie, it just opened everybody's eyes. Like, everybody in the cast and crew is just like, and I feel like when people see this movie, they're gonna take a little bit more caution, you know what I'm saying, as it pertains to their body. So I feel like Al is doing a great thing. You know, he did a great thing with this movie.
Right. It's Thermal Sound Waves. We here with Armin AC, actor in the new piece called Botch. Make sure y'all check
Botch,
that out.
Botch, B-O-T-C-H, Botch. Yep, Botch.
Definitely.
We gotta get him on the show, Al Nuke. We gotta get Al.
Yeah.
We gotta get Al, man. Yeah, y'all gotta get Al, man. Yep.
We'll make that connection. We don't get y'all on this, though. So, being that you did this whole project and going through it and seeing some of the things, you know, from it, did it change your opinions on anything? Did it make you want to advocate for more things, or did you get involved in, like, you know, certain organizations or anything after doing this?
No, not necessarily, because you know, I'm more for, like, you know, you do it's your body, you know, you do, it's just for me, just I just wanted to be a part of something that made a difference in people's thinking and the way they choose to do what they do, just to have that thought in the back of their mind, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like as an artist, you know what I'm saying, even in music, you know, it's supposed to be some type of message in it for me, you know, not everybody. Some people just do music just to do it, but I want to choose my roles, you know, and I want it to be really speaking to people, you know, whether it's speaking to a community or speaking to, you know what I'm saying? Just like an issue that's going on. I want my art to be able to do that. So when I got offered this role, I was like, man, this, when people see this, it's gonna change a lot of lives, you know, and it's gonna save a lot of lives, more importantly.
Gotcha.
Speaking of music, big shout out to, I gotta give a shout out to Chanel Red, and I gotta give a
oh
shout
yeah
out to
oh that's song. Big sis right there, big sis, Chanel Red
too. That's they do wonders with people.
Chanel Red,
Zena Star, yep. Chanel Red.
Definitely. Yes, big ups to those sisters.
Shout out.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. And love yourselves, man. Love your contour. Love the package you came in, man. Like,
oh yeah,
it's love beautiful. Yourself, it really is. And like, a lot of this stuff turns me off because it's like, you messing up your original beautiful package. Like, what you doing? But yeah, that's my opinion. I'm speaking for me. You know what I'm saying?
Cheat on a girl that looks nothing like that.
It don't even appeal to me personally. I don't. It does nothing for me.
And this is on right now. It's going to be on Tubi.
It's on Tubi. Y'all can go to Tubi right now. Check it out. Yeah, Tubi. Tubi, man. Tubi doing it.
Tubi got a lot of heat from people like Roland Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, oh, you're going on Tubi. Tubi's owned by these people. Listen, many of these platforms are owned by somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. But Tubi has given people a lot more ways to express their artistic content.
Yes.
Netflix stopped talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't that much stuff on Netflix anymore. It's just, shout out to Netflix, but, you know, it's slowed down.
And, man, and as much as people like to talk trash about Tubi, dog, it's like I respect people putting their and it's a lot of good movies on Tubi, bro. Like, it's a lot of good movies. Like, you can get some good movies on Tubi.
A whole lot.
And I know people that only watch Tubi now. It's like they're you know, you got to start from the bottom, like everything. And I think Tubi is about to take over. They're going to take over eventually. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not a lot of not so good stuff on there too that I've seen. I'm like, oh, what is this? You know what I'm saying? But that's everything. That's music. That's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's trash being played on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what is that?
Not here though.
It's trash everywhere. You feel me? So it's like, yeah, you pick and choose what you want. But it's the reason why I'm glad it ended up on Tubi is, you know, it's free. Nobody, you don't have to pay a subscription for it. So, like, no, you ain't got no reason not to watch it, bro. Yeah, exactly. You ain't got no reason not to watch
check
it.
Check that out, Joe.
Download that app.
Yes.
And turn on bots. You know what I'm saying? Let somebody know about bots. Because,
all your streaming services and all.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no excuse.
The homegirl Zoe the writer, she has her stuff on Tubi. She's been doing it for a long time, too. Way More Plays, Juicy Web Series. She's doing a great thing, and she said, yo, I'm on Tubi. And she says, you know what? Tubi, you're looking out for the people.
Say it proud. People always going to have something to say. You know what I'm saying? So what? Talk your mess. Nina Stacks is another one. Nina Stacks is a dope director, dope filmmaker. She has a lot of movies on Tubi as well. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of great content on Tubi. So don't let...
I need to be in them. Come on, I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, like, don't let the negative comments and the negative people say, oh, Tubi, you know, just like giving it a bad name, because Tubi got some, you know, got some, and Botch is one of the films on there that I feel like it's a really well written, well put together film. And I'm very critical when it comes to especially my work. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You know, so when you're filming it, you're filming it in different sequences. You're not filming it, you know, you don't see it as a movie until you actually see the movie. And when I saw the movie, I was blown away.
No,
I was completely blown away. I was just like the way they shot it, the way he edited, the way the writing was. It's amazing. It's a dope movie.
So let everybody know where they can see more of your work. Of course, Botch on Tubi right now, but where they can
your
social media, where they can see more of your work.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So follow me, Official Shalik. Shalik. I'm trying to change the name. It's like hard when you verify it. I don't know. They make it impossible.
When you're verified. He's trying to style me right now.
I'm trying to change it, man, but they won't let me change it. So it's still Official Shalik. Shalik. And so I'm gonna be posting everything that I got going on there. But right now it's all about Botch. You know, we're promoting it. It just came out. And so we're making our rounds, and we just want to spread the word as much as possible. So make sure y'all check out Botch on Tubi, you know, and and spread the word. Shout out Al Nuke. His Instagram is Al, N-U-K-E, Al Nuke. Shout out Kelly Kells. You know, she's the co-star. She's amazing. She's a comedian, but she does a great job just turning on that drama and just, like, really getting into her character. So I had a great time with her on set. You know, Kelly Kells is KellyKellz, I believe. That's her Instagram. So yeah, make sure y'all check that out.
No question. Well, listen, thank you for taking time out, you know what I mean, to build with us and let us know about what's going
thank
on.
Thank y'all for having me, man. Yes, sir.
And definitely gonna have you back. And you need to get us on set, though. Stop playing, man.
Oh yeah, I got you, Kel. You know you my boy from years ago, man.
He said that last time.
When he was Shalik, he said it at that time. Now he's on me saying the same thing.
Still say the same.
Change his name again, say the same thing again. You know what? All right, man.
Respect and love. Respect and love. All
right, bro. Peace.
How about y'all?
It's Thermal Sound Waves, the natural alternative fast food radio. We here, C-Truth, Kev Lawrence. Thermal Sound Wave.